Let's find some more racing information because I want to find out what Matt Stewart knows about this Peter Volandi's lawsuit situation. Nice little riff for Matty as well, RSN's racing editor, who's been good enough to jump in the studio to just highlight what's going on in the world of racing. There's drama aplenty, Matthew. Good morning.
Courtroom drama.
Courtroom drama is the best type of drama, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because all the TV shows.
Some of the cast members of LA Law just off the top of my head, and I couldn't remember. Remember the bloke that was the... He was it in a bit for a while.
Corbin Burnson, was he?
No, close. Corbin Burnson.
Jimmy Smith?
The other third one.
Oh, no, there's three.
I'll think of it in a minute. Yeah, this has been brewing for a while,
now,
to be honest.
But
yeah.
This is quite extreme, isn't it?
Very extreme, but in the world of Racing New South Wales, nothing shocks, especially when it comes to threats of court action. So I'll read you the first couple of parts of this story, then I'll try and explain. This is from Madame Pengilly in The Age. The relationship between Australian horse racing's warring states has sunk to a new low, with Racing New South Wales set for a courtroom showdown with Racing Victoria and three other states in a bid to uncover alleged secret documents.
What sort of secret documents?
This is to begin next week on the same day that the Asian Racing Conference begins in Melbourne. Yeah. So I don't think court proceedings can be timed to disrupt something happening in Melbourne, but it seems an interesting coincidence. The other states that they are issuing these court documents against Racing Queensland, Racing South Australia and Racing Western Australia. These alleged secret documents are communications between those states over a period of time while there was a complete impasse with Racing New South Wales regarding Racing New South Wales not taking its seat at Racing Australia, which meant that Racing Australia effectively didn't meet for years, I think two or three years, 18 months, 2 or 3 years. Major reform issues such as whip reform, the flow of the pattern of Group 1 races. We've got this Cox Plate issue at the moment as well. So what was going on at the time, whilst Racing New South Wales was sitting there with its arms crossed saying we're not talking to anyone about major issues at the Racing Australia table, the other straits, my understanding, out of frustration, began communicating with each other saying, what do we do about this? You know, can we still operate whilst New South Wales is basically immovable and on basically the flow of these sort of conversations that they believe need to be had. There was even a suggestion, John Massara said this, Race of Victoria has said it in the past as well, about how do we come up with a working model for the relationships between the PRAs in Australia if New South Wales doesn't come to the party. Like, almost how do we operate
without them?
Without them. So this is the nature of a lot of the communications, which I have over time spoken to one or two of these PRAs about it, and their attitude is, well, what were we supposed to do? What were we supposed to do if one major party was not engaging? So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out because, on a basic level, that seems a reasonable position to take if the OWL won't communicate with you and I over an extended period of time. Eventually, we're going to sort of shuffle off into the broom closet, aren't we?
And
have a bit of a chin wag.
Yeah.
What about that owl?
What about the owl?
No doubt. Mm. So is that your read of it, Trent, as well? That's certainly...
Yeah, in a nutshell, I think you've explained it pretty well, Matty. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, but you mentioned the timing of it. Jeez, I'm sure there's a lot of people shaking their heads and... You know, not happy that it's coming around at this point in time because it's a big week, that Asian Racing Conference.
Yeah, exactly.
So is there an obligation for bodies to work together? Is there an obligation?
I would say so.
Why?
I wouldn't even... Well, because there's a...
Because Racing New South Wales don't seem to be working with anyone.
No, so, I know, but they've said...
So why would they be upset if other jurisdictions are talking to each other about dealing without them because they're just sort of running their own shop?
Because their perception seems to be that whilst they're having these discussions, they are working against us. They're not just not working
with
us.
But Racing New South Wales working against everyone else.
No, well, exactly right. That's why there's going to be an interesting court proceeding because that is the overwhelming perception and they are the ones that have started the court proceeding. So it'll be interesting to see whether their claim stands up under the scrutiny of court because the other PRAs are firmly of the view they'll go to the judge and say, well, what the hell were we supposed to do?
I think a lot of these problems come about because the national body Racing Australia is basically non-existent.
Well, I texted the notional CEO, well, the CEO of Racing Australia, Paul Erickson, this morning. Keen to have a comment from you, read the SMH story this morning, re-racing New South Wales, legal action against Racing Victoria and other states. His response was, I don't have any comment to make. Well, Racing Australia is supposed to be the link between the PRAs. We've had this sort of thing from Racing Australia for a while. I would suggest that Racing Australia, because it's kind of the glue, theoretically, that binds these things together, I think it's time Racing Australia had a comment to make.
Perhaps. All right. Well, we'll see what happens through the morning, Matthew. Thank you. Nice to be engaging with you in a conversation.
Did you fall asleep during LeBron James?
Yeah, second half, yeah.
Have I ever fallen asleep at the 200-metre mark of a Melbourne Cup? I'm moving on.
And it goes for 3 minutes, mate.
I was told to say that out the
and
back.
It goes for 3 minutes. The halftime goes forever in those bloody things.
Yeah, okay.
Leave me alone. I'll get up early.
You do.
Matt Stewart. He'll be with Michael Felgate on Racing Pulse from 8:30 this morning.